Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Beryl Wein, I'm glad to be back and to be able to ask you, what parsha are we talking about this week?
We're going to talk about the parsha Vayetze, and I'm delighted to have you back, Elliot. One of the interesting things about dealing with Torah and the parshias is the presence of peripheral characters that the Torah introduces to us, and they become part of the story, even though they're not the main star. But they are always prototypes of people that we always meet. And we meet them in life, not just in the parsha. Lavan is the nice anti-Semite. Esav is the not nice anti-Semite. But Lavan, the rabbi saw him as being more dangerous than Esav.
What made him more dangerous?
It says, Bikesh Lakor Es Hakol. He wanted to destroy the Jewish people in totality. In totality is because of the fact that he said, Habonim Bonai, Habonos Bonosai, it's my children, it's everything. And he said, everything that you made, you really made for me. When just the opposite is true. Everything that Lavan made, he made because of Yaakov. But he says, well, you know, you're exploiters, you've taken everything from me. And therefore, insidiously, he creates a climate where the Jew is seen always as being the guilty one, the scapegoat. You know, if somebody comes and says, I hate you, right? Say, he hates me, okay. But if someone comes and says, no, I don't hate you, but look what you are. Look what you do, right? You know, you build a fence. You took people's property. There's collateral damage. I love you, but look what you're doing. That's much more insidious, much more difficult to counter. And it also is seductive in the sense that that it has an effect upon Yaakov and upon Yaakov's family as well.
Of course, Lavan wasn't a stranger. He was family himself.
And Lavan is family, right? The church says that we're their elder brother. So we're all family, right?
Right.
And Islam is our cousin. So everybody's family here. But as I often say, you know, there's no fight like a family fight. And the problems engendered are enormous. So Yaakov has to face, and Lavan keeps on changing the rules. You know, there were certain rules that were before 1948, then there were rules before 1967, then there were rules after 1992, then there's today's rules. The rules keep on changing. You're playing football and they change the rules on you. It's hard enough to win on a level field. But when the rules are constantly changing, and that's Lavan's genius. Yaakov says to him at the end, Vayachalef es maskurti ze eser pomim. 10 times you changed it already.
My salary.
The conditions of work, what I'm supposed to get, what we're supposed to do. And Lavan does it insidiously, you know, like... You don't mind staying another 15 minutes tonight, do you? We really need you. And so after a while, the 15 minutes becomes part of the job. And then the envelope gets pushed further and further. And eventually, Yaakov is almost in a position of being a slave, of servitude. And he works loyally to try and fulfill his end of the bargain. But at the end, even he can't take it. At the end, he also has to pick up and run away because there's no way out. I think that if we look at our world today, which is not too reassuring, and we look at all the problems and all the anti-Semitism, I mean, 60% of Europe says that Israel is the biggest problem in the world. I mean, what planet are they living on? So... all of that shows us why the rabbi said, you know, Lavan is much more dangerous than Esav. Esav we can take care of. All right, we got the Merkava tanks to take care of him. We'll see what we'll do with him. But Lavan is hard to deal with, very hard to deal with. And loving is constantly coming back. So the Torah, in portraying for us in this week's Parsha, the struggle of Yaakov to survive and to somehow overcome all the difficulties that Lavan places in his way, really points out that's the Maase Ovo Simen Labonim. That's the future we're talking about. We're not talking about past history. We're talking about today. We're talking about what happens to us today, and we have to be aware of it. Not only we have to be aware of it, the whole world has to be aware of it. The non-Jewish world has to also be aware of it. Because any time anti-Semitism gets out of control, it's terrible for the Jews, but it ends up being terrible for the world, too. And the Second World War could have been avoided if the world would have told Hitler at the beginning, listen, we're not going to let it happen. Or if it would have told Stalin, we're not going to let it happen. But, you know, you sit back and wait, and then you got to fight a war, and 20 million people have to die, and then you have to rebuild the whole thing all over again. So the message of Vayetze is a pretty universal message, and that is that this type of behavior of Lavan is something that we should counter, we should not make peace with, we should call him on the carpet. We should try and see that somehow it is mitigated, if not completely eliminated.
Thank you, Rabbi Wein, talking about Parshat Vayetze.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.